is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show. We're gonna blow off, and we're gonna blow off Ann Jackson tonight.
Woohoo!
And you know what? We're not gonna do it next week either, to be honest with you.
Because luckiest she's been in a long time.
Because we're gonna have some guests in studio, and we're gonna play. What are we playing? Dead or Alive, right?
Dead or Alive.
So we're gonna do that next week. But we are gonna do some Scam Busters. We're gonna follow up with the Craig Grant and the BitConnect.
Yeah, let's hear.
All right, so let me play our little Scam Buster. Yeah, this is Scam Buster.
Yeah, it is.
What segment is this, stupid? All right, let's play that music.
Can we help you?
I don't even know why I'm playing the music, because now I got to find other fucking things to play.
I like the way he like sets himself up and then yells at himself.
I know.
Well, in a very controlled tone.
You're in a controlled tone.
I gave myself a one. I was composed.
I was fair but stern.
Yes, exactly. Very composed as I told myself what I was doing wrong. No reason to get mean to me.
Yeah, right. You've got feelings.
Exactly. I might blow something in Pip's face, but not my own.
That's right.
Wow.
Sure. There it is. All right. Yeah. So let's so last week we had Ice Tray on the radio, and we talked about Craig Grant and the Ponzi scheme that was BitConnect, how it all came apart.
Yes.
So let's update that story. So Craig Grant was leaving up videos, and then news broke of a class action suit in which he was named a plaintiff. I'm not a plaintiff, excuse me, as a defendant.
As a defendant.
He's now a defendant in a class action suit.
That's what I knew you meant that, but I...
Oh, irony, let's dance. I love you, irony.
This is amazing.
That's a great lyric. I might use that.
Of course you will.
Oh, irony,
hack.
Let's dance.
I love
dance.
You, irony. And it should be an album cover, then you just have a guy ironing.
We'll leave that one out.
Oh, no.
Just go with the lyric instead of the album cover.
Wait a minute. So now
I think I hurt his feelings.
No.
He has no feelings.
Yeah, he has no feelings.
They're not dainty. They're galvanized.
That's funny.
It's true about my personality and my underwear. So there's actually another lawsuit that's been filed against BitConnect in Kentucky, and I think there's more anyway. So Craig said he wasn't worried, and he was just going to watch the show. And he posted the following video, which I will play the audio of. Now, there's stuff that doesn't pertain to it, but I like to leave in a little bit of his insanity.
Okay.
All right? So I'll stop it to comment as we go through.
Where the fuck is it? God damn it!
You have to have little breaks for us to be able to laugh at it.
You can tell.
I know.
We're not on terrestrial time.
I know. God damn it!
Usually it's, bear with me, folks. Pivot Joe, fill in time. Am I fine? And then we're all, oh, motherfucker!
You know I hate your incompetence, but I can't stand my own even more.
I know. He beats himself up pretty good.
Yes. All right. So let's, let me get this queued up. So this is Craig Grant's video after news of the lawsuit in which he was. Why are you playing? You stop playing to touch peel. Yeah, stain.
Thank God he's the boss.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Isolate that.
There would be, he'd yell, and then 5 minutes of the meeting would be dedicated to this incident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't be me.
Before we even sat down.
All right. Let's enough.
What are we going to talk about? First, let me just talk about it based on the sequence of events. So this morning, I woke up with the idea the community in the Philippines really feels good, like after watching the video last night. So I edited that video, I put it up. I also, in that process, I saw the information about a class action lawsuit, the information about it. And I guess I should talk about how I would respond to something like that. Of course, living in the United States, anything that goes wrong anytime, the first thing you think about is lawyers, lawsuit, court. Now, I've been in these situations many times before, and, of course, me, going with the flow says that as long as I'm honest, innocent, as long as I'm honest, I'm speaking the truth, then there's nothing to worry about, as long as I'm not fearful, as long as I'm not fearful, that's why I should say that, there is nothing to fear, because there's, you only fear when you've done wrong, right? Or if you have something to lose, right? So these, I'm reflecting back on the situations that I've been in before, and I realized that, you know, whenever I was wrong, I admitted to it right away. Like, and in fact, the only time that I'm ever wrong is when I get pulled over for speeding or running a red light. And I always enjoy admitting it, you know, like, oh, you know, sir, I know it was wrong. You know, I just pour it out as far as the admittance. And you know what that does? I don't get a ticket. I don't get a ticket. Unless another cop shows up, then it's a guarantee that I'm going to get a ticket. See, I've been through a lot of stuff, man. But however, the court stuff, whenever anything in my life reached the point of court, you know, I wasn't, you don't do wrong. You don't end up in court. But if you end up in court, even though you weren't doing wrong, then it's just like, okay, let's see how this is going to go. Because, I mean, does this system work? Because, you know, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I ain't doing nothing wrong. You know, they did all the wrong, in fact. Is it was always someone who was, you know, it's funny too, man. It was always someone who was really, really wrong that dragged me into court. Like, dude, are you sure you want to drag me into court? You know, considering what you've done? You know what I mean? But anyways, see, I'm just looking back on the situations I've been in before, but let's forget about all that. So this situation here, you know, what I was hearing from others is run, hide, run, hide. What I'm seeing from others is run, hide. I'm like, what are you guilty about? What's wrong? What have you done? What have you done? So now, I don't, you know, each person is responsible for their own level of fear, right? So I'm not going to go look into someone else because I don't care. You know, it's for that person's responsibility. That's that whole thing right there. That has nothing to do with me. If I'm seeing something, it's about me, me on the screen. So, you know, I say each man to his own world. If you're fearful, you live in that world and you'll go ahead and do that. But I'm not a part of that. I don't even know you, in fact. Right? Right? And then for me now, for instance, when I looked at my video, my catalog of my videos, I'm like, man, thank goodness I made all these videos of me doing exactly what I do from the very first day I discovered BitConnect up until now. That, you know, none of them, all those videos, none of them been deleted, and I'm so happy that I had the choice to delete them, and I didn't, you know, because I looked at it and I was like, hey, man, you know what? Of course I'm not going to delete these, because that would be dumb. I mean, somebody could look at me and say, oh, well, you deleted your videos, that means you did something wrong, or you were scared, or you were fearful, or you were angry, or you were guilty. I don't have those emotions. I do things rationally and calculatively, and I try to stay in the positive and end up with a positive result, right? But then let's not get all technical and shit. So, see, I got all technical and I lost my train of thought, man. So, yeah, so the videos, I said, okay, you know, 90% of the content shows me talking about myself, right? It's not this, you know, there's this thing in psychology that said when somebody goes like this and then, it's a black thing, you know, damn my dog, damn my nigga, hey, that hoe bad, dog, hey, that hoe, yeah, you seen that booty on that hoe, you ain't gonna be like, yo, that hoe, well, actually, you can, you're like, yeah, hey, you know what, that feels better, too, actually, that shit feels, that hoe, yeah, I'm gonna get up on that, all right, yeah, you know, so I'm training myself now to stop doing this. But I see myself on videos doing that shit. I say, no, Craig, don't shake your head. No, you're trying to say something that is yes. Don't say, don't, Craig, no. You cancel that shit out. No, does it cancel it out or does it enable it to move on? You know, interesting. I might reprogram that shit. So if I'm saying, oh, man, she's so damn good, if I want a piece of that. See, now, this is me. This is a double yes. That doesn't work. I want a piece of that. I just shut it off, right? But when I'm saying, damn, that ass is so good, yo, I'm going to get up in that. I see, ooh, I can't even do that shit. Oh, that ass is so good, man. You know what? Shit. Oh, no, this is crazy. I'm trying to say I want to get up in there and shake my head no at the same time. But the thing is, it's hard to do. What is that? I want to get up in there. Because you know what? It's fucking, this is the no, which is the negative, and me getting up in it is the positive, and it makes it fucking true. Oh my goodness, did I just reveal some magic to you? Yeah, I gotta train myself, though. So, I don't need to be saying yes and doing this. That just cancels it out. That's like, court to balance and wait a minute. I'm gonna get up in that. Oh shit. There's no negative. There's nothing to found. There's no foundation for that shit. How the fuck? Did I like find a glitch that is like a serious fucking glitch? Alright, so let me really try to do this. No, but I can't try too hard. The thing is, right, I have to naturally admire the bitch that I don't fucking know. See that ass and be like, man, look at that ass, boy. I'ma get up in that shit. Ooh, wow. You see, that's hard to do, but I'ma get up in that shit. Ooh, I'ma get up in that shit. Now see, now what is that? Why is that easier to do? I have to explore that. This video will help me do that, you know? Maybe I'll just say forget. Maybe I won't even upload this shit. Like, what are we supposed to be talking about? I could even make a joke now and say, oh, well, that was my other personality. You know, I'm a schizo and there's two of us here. And this is me now introducing my other self that was talking about BitConnect before. And then I went on and on. Well, he went on. No, 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 he went on. Let's not go there. Somebody seriously go, hey, wait a minute. So am I going to be watching this video in court? I don't think so. I mean, if I am, wouldn't everybody just be laughing or something? You know, like, there's some nuggets in here, man, some jokes. You know what I mean? Like, even my son's hair right there, you can laugh at that. I have a 9, too. I'm thinking about cutting this shit, man. But You know what stops me from cutting my hair, dog? Samson and Delilah. That fucking story. It's forever stuck in me, man. And when I did cut my hair like this, the next day was a very bad fucking day. I mean, there was a lot of loss. I don't remember what it was, but I remember the experience. Like, I'm so convinced that every time I cut my hair, the next day is a bad day. And it happened last time I cut my hair. I hadn't cut my hair in like 10 years. And I got a haircut. I cut this shit. And the next day was a fucking bad day. Samson Delilah for sure, but I kind of want to cut the rest of this. I just want to, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah, I said, you know what it is? Actually, I see what's going on here. So every video I make, 90% of it, I'm talking about myself. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way I am, right? And so that's why it's good and great and wonderful and amazing that I have all my videos for lawyers to sit in a room and totally take hours and hours and hours and hours of billing hours to review. Not my lawyers, you know, because I don't think I need one. I mean, I have my videos, you know, that speaks the truth to me, right? I mean, my YouTube speaks everything. Like, that's the truth. As it happened in time, every single day, from day one till now. How many videos did I upload per day? I don't remember. 4 or 5? See how it goes. See where it ends up. All right? That's where I'm at. And oh yeah, so community. Now that's the other topic here. Yeah, so I'm really thinking that definitely focusing on the BitConnect community. You know, togetherness, love, appreciation, realizing that the BCC token is not going to die, can't die. Is the more you see a community you're forming around it in different parts of the world, whatever, you know. No, not whatever. Yes, for real. Not whatever. Whatever is to like saying, oh, fuck that. But no, it's a big fucking deal, right? To see communities all over the motherfucking world in different parts of the world worshiping BCC. We worship BCC. BCC, you know, whatever. You know, take that and, you know, work with that, right? Yeah, so community is the thing that's going to help the BCC very much over the next couple of weeks. The developers need time, I suppose, or maybe they already have everything. They're just waiting on the ICO. The BCC, you know, really, or maybe they need time. Who knows? I don't care, man. All I'm saying is we have a community, and let's just focus on that, baby. Focus on that. And I think the coin is reaching buying prices now. You know, under $10 is that. It's that point where you should stop shaking your head no, you know, and start saying yes. You know, buy that shit, man. Buy that shit. You see, can I say that with buy that shit? Yo, that BCC is on fire, man. If you don't have no BCC, you need to buy that shit. Woo! That worked right there. Yeah, I'm getting
that. So that was Craig. Craig apparently thinks he will not be going to... he thinks he's fine. It's kind of interesting that he thinks he's so fine. Of course, after that video was made, the next day, all the videos came down. Somebody else had that video posted, so now we've captured that. We also have other videos that Craig doesn't want you to see, and you know, some of them will be going up on the Davin's Den website. But it does seem like he is lawyered up, like BitConnect got to him and said, "Shut up, stupid. Stop talking. It's not going to look good for you." And, you know, Craig's on the other end of it. It's kind of ironic. It's very ironic because Craig, you know, was part of the Match.com lawsuit with Juliana. Juliana was named as the named plaintiff in the Match.com lawsuit. And he's like talking about all those times in court. I mean, there's rumors. It might have been he's been arrested for assault. That's one of the rumors out there. I don't know. I never obtained the records, but you could certainly do that. Seems very confident. Maybe confident. Maybe it's just a facade. But amazingly enough, a lot of people saw something in this man to trust them with their money. And now he's facing being part of a lawsuit that so far is over $700,000. Other lawsuits have been filed. Another one's in Kentucky. There's rumors there's going to be more class action suits. I've reached out to the attorneys in this named class action suit. And I've said, you know what, if you need me for anything, I'm happy to help. Maybe they want to build a pattern of behavior. I think I've certainly done a good job of documenting that. Now, one of the things was people always wondered, well, how is Juliana getting all how is Juliana and Craig living the lifestyle? Because they were living in a house in Palm Bay, Florida. And we saw them. They put up all the videos of their bounce house business. And next thing you know, they're in these like luxurious hotels all the place. So the question was, is Craig just a victim of this whole BitConnect thing? Or is something else going on? Is BitConnect paying for this, paying for him to push it so relentlessly, push the product? What is it? What's going on? How are they living this lifestyle? It just doesn't seem possible. Well, we have a video that's no longer online. Pulled offline, of course, but we got the video. Play the audio of it. This is Craig and Juliana frolicking in a hot tub in a very nice hotel. I think it's in Miami. Very nice hotel. And it happens quickly. But I think Juliana may have given us the answer.
Are you in a volcano spring right now?
No, oh, it does feel like it.
BitConnect put us in a really nice hotel.
So, Joe, what were you saying? It's nice to be a thorn in their side?
It's nice to be a thorn in their ass. Because they think they're so high and mighty. They would try a lawsuit. Now he's going to be his own lawyer in this big other case against them. And it with all that going on, we're one of the few people that really stick it to them.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
All could have changed if she just would have helped me scam a scammer.
Yeah, you know what? She couldn't be bothered trying to defend herself against the scammers that were using her picture, allegedly.
I was just trying to be a white knight, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be a do-gooder.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, at that point, you thought that she was unaware of what was happening.
As most people did.
Yeah.
And she was inundated, but she didn't realize.
As 2020
did. 2020 did.
Chris Cuomo.
So, you know, we're a good company, us and a major network.
Yeah.
Except we got it right.
Yeah.
We scooped the what else did I want? Yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's where we're at. He's named in a class action lawsuit. His videos have been removed. We're going to see what happens next. There's a whole bunch of other there's another lawsuit going. There might be more class action lawsuits. I think he lawyered up.
Yeah.
I think the BitConnect lawyer. I hope it's Evan Spencer.
Evan Spencer for BitConnect.
I hope our boy Spencer.
I think it would have been a wiser choice than him defending himself if he was, you know.
Can you imagine they reach out to Evan Spencer, who probably already has a bad taste in their mouth.
Of course.
But my scenario is he's fucking desperate, because really you should be if you're Evan Spencer. You're not good at this.
I think Evan Spencer's had enough with them.
Well, here's my hope. They reach out to Evan Spencer. Evan Spencer listens to him, takes the case, then goes on to my website, or if somebody tells him that we're involved, goes, fuck this.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
I was almost tempted. I really, this thought crossed my mind to email Evan and go, you're not going to guess what these two are up to now.
It's like, can we laugh about this together now?
I mean, really.
Can we have a beer?
Yeah,
it's kind of funny right now.
Want
right?
to reach out to him, counselor?
Yeah. Did you guys ever see the Ocean's 11? 11, Ocean's 12, those movies.
Yeah, yeah, some of them.
You know the guy that goes in and he rates the hotels and they make the worst things happen to him. So he's always got bed bugs and he's got rashes and all these terrible things happen to him because he you know, goes to these places. I picture Evan Spencer as that guy. It's like every time he goes to do a lawsuit with these people, oh no!
Funny. Gets the hives.
Yes.
The hives.
Gets the bed bugs.
So that's where we are with this. We'll keep our eye on this. We won't do Anne tonight.
Right.
We won't do Anne next week because next week we have Kevin Lee coming in and Dave Daugherty coming in. That's going to be a fun show. And now Joe has things he can research, which will make it even better.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and we got Pip there on the computer. Well, Pip and Joe will be sitting next to each other. It's going to be a full show.
We're going to be singing like John and Paul on the same mic.
Right. Okay. Let's thank some folks and get out of here. Tower of Energy is a... going to try that again. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-95-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what's the next show?
Didn't I say March 21st?
Okay, you might have, and I might have not.
Coleman Green's the headline.
All right, Coleman Green. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast-befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to mangia mangia. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including...
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What?
I'm just scrolling through Facebook as we do the reads because I know how they turn out.
Yes.
And, you know, the State of the Union's going on right
yes.
now. So, obviously, you know, there's obviously pro-Trump people on my feed and anti-Trump people.
Sure.
But this was just funny. This is an anti-Trump person. But I think even Joe would have to laugh at this one. Dude, you don't clap for your own applause break. Joe, I mean, is that funny? That's like annoying when comics laugh at their own fucking jokes. It's like, oh, that's irritating. Yeah. And I know exactly what he's talking about because Trump always does that. He stands back from the mic, he looks up and he gives that little smug look, and he claps. You know?
I see you clapping. Watch me do it, too.
I clap also. Nothing, Joe?
Funny.
Okay. That's all I was looking for. You know, dude, you don't clap at your own applause break.
That's funny.
I had a great fucking observation.
That's so great. Oh, God.
I'm the best clapper. I clap. I've given the clap. I've received the clap. I'm the... happens.
Well, it's like on award shows when they cut away to the people who were nominated in any category, and they're clapping for themselves, and then all of a sudden they realize, oh crap.
Yeah, but they stop. When once they realize that they're the focus of all the love,
then
they stop.
And they accept it. Instead
that was
of
like,
being,
fuck yeah, I deserve this love. Fuck yeah. People, I'm clapping. I want to see Donald Trump start his own fucking applause break.
I want to see him waving like, give me more.
I've done that for other comics. Like, I'll be in the back of the room,
yeah,
and like a comic will say something that's funny and I feel it deserves more than the audience is giving. So I'll start the fucking applause break.
Yeah.
I want to see Trump like say something that he feels deserves applause, whatever the fuck it is. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
He starts clapping.
Beat the Republicans to it. Beat Ryan. Beat McConnell. And just fucking stand back and applaud. And then just give them a dirty look. Like,
but,
really?
But you know how when they get to a point where they think, I've said something really good, this is really good, and they all stand up? I want him to have a little platform that he can stand higher when he says those things.
Still the tallest.
Like a little stepladder. He can climb up. Yep. That was a good point. Climb back down. Keep talking.
Melania's probably like rolling her eyes. Please, Donald, enough.
Yeah, that's every night.
This will be the last night you see me, Donald.
Well, you know, like when you have the Mets, when the Mets get the home run.
No.
Mr. Met comes out. Mr. Met comes out of the little box. He should have like a little Trump in America. He comes out like ding, 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 ding.
Well, what would it be? Instead of like, for the Mets, they have a big apple for a home run. I feel
that's
like.
That's what I meant.
Not
yeah.
Mr. Met. A big for like, it should be like a big Cheeto rising.
Ding, 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 ding.
Fucking great. Well, we as Americans, we should embrace the TV star presidency that we have. We should no longer fight it. We need to embrace it, and with all the bells and whistles it deserves.
But I think that they would enjoy it. Just like when there's a strikeout, somebody hangs a K. When they have three strikeouts, I think that he'd really enjoy that.
I don't understand.
If somebody has a strikeout, they hang up a K.
Oh, KKK.
Yeah, he'd really enjoy that.
Oh, we were kind of talking State of the Union. You just went down the racist path.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was just kind of like focusing on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
this.
I went further.
I wasn't talking about his favorite moment at a baseball game.
No, I was
but we were.
No, I was saying that they should do that at State of the Unions. Instead of just standing up, they should hang when hits went out of the park.
I'm sure in parts of the South, rednecks are gathered around, watching the State of the Union, burning some crosses, kicking back, drinking some beers.
I think
it's like their Super Bowl.
I think the sound effect is, "Wee-hoo!"
That's our guy! Woo, look at that orange fucker! I don't understand what his bitch wife says, but I like the cut of her tits.
Now you all shut up. I can't hear over all the rifle shots you're doing.
I wish these damn Republicans would stop fucking clapping. I want more meat and potatoes of this man.
All right, now can I finish the read?
You can attempt to.
Okay. And it had to be this one.
I'm not saying it was intentional or unintentional.
Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencorellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencorellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
All right, Adam Oleonsis had that last one. I should give him credit. That was Adam Oleonsis,
okay,
who's been on the show. This is from Carol Montgomery. This is admittedly very slanted left, but still it made me chuckle.
Okay.
Don't know what you're all doing, but there's great episode of Criminal Minds on all the channels. Very left, but very funny. Joe's hanging his head with a smirk. And
Joe's tired and wants to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Is that all the reads? But mine?
Yeah, it's all the reads.
Side splitting productions, all your entertainment, left, right, whatever. We don't care about your political preferences. You can even be gay in a corner. We don't give a shit. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Very funny comedians. Pip, please butcher Mr. Helix's read.
Mr. Helix has a great radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com every 3 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. You should listen to him. He has great music, good banter. Listen to Mr. Helix, 3 to 5 every weekend afternoon, every weekday afternoon, HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Joe.
Thursday, February 1st, I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore, New York. Go to Gubs.com and click the brokerage for more information.
Let's see. Thursday, February 1st, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Haven't been in the city for a couple months, so there you go. I've been busy. Saturday, February 3rd, I'll be in Pelham, New York at Rockwell's. My debut at Rockwell's.
Nice place. I was there a couple weeks ago. Very nice place.
For tickets, call 914-738-5881. 914-738-5881. That is that. It's been a fun show, but an informative show. Been a lot of things. Next week, Kevin Lee, Dave Daugherty. But we are...